Chapter 11. St. Michael's Orphanage. The dark wooden door at St. Michael's Orphanage was large, with two rusted steel hoops for knockers. The streetlights were mostly out, but I could still make out the sign above the door, St. Michael's Orphanage, and below it were Hope Dreams. There was no bell, so I slapped one of the iron hoops. No answer. I threw a rock at the first floor window. The window smashed. Throwing rocks at Crazy Harry had paid off. A window opened beside the one that had broken. The man who looked out was clearly a whitehead. Life had been pulled out of him. He was a white man with a long yellow face and messed up straw hair. Sure, it was 2 in the morning, but a whitehead is a whitehead any time. He had no clothes on his thin upper body. I thought he would look good nailed on a cross.
"Boy," he shouted through the open window, "stop throwing rocks."
I called up. "Wolf sent me. Where the priest?"
"I am the priest," the man said. His voice was deep and slow. "I am Father Matthew."
He was English. I knew that from Pawn. He said,
"I was expecting you. Wait there."
And the window shut. A minute went by. Father Matthew opened the wooden doors. The entrance hall was lit with electric. The priest was long and bent. His chest and arms were still naked. He wore shorts as if he was about to play soccer. I went inside and he shut the door behind me. The priest put his long hands on my shoulders, looked down at me, and gripped tight.
"Son, welcome," he said. "I am Father Matthew, the priest of St. Michael's."
I looked up at him in the entrance's darkness. He was a shadow of a shadow. He continued speaking in a slow, deep voice.
"I understand that you have had a most traumatic evening."
I nodded.